Hello, welcome back to the Reverse Alzheimer's Summit. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick Porter. I have my next guest, Dr. Russell Cord, is the lead physician at Dr. EMF. He's an author, public speaker, father of two, chairman of Defender Shield Medical Science Advisory Board, which I'm going to talk to you a little bit about as well. He is also the 2019 Innovator of the Year for 2019 for BrainTap Technologies. We thought so much of Dr. Cord, we want him to come out and share all of this information with our doctors, our 2,300 clinics. We're privileged to hear his information. He's going to share as much as he can during this time. His team at Dr. EMF have been researching the impact of electromagnetic fields, EMF exposure, on the brain and body for the past 5 years. 6 years ago, he read a manuscript, Radiation Nation, written by Dan and Ryan DeBond. It was in those pages that he came to understand the symptoms of brain fog, insomnia, anxiety, depression, tinnitus, irritability, sensitivity to light and sound, pain in his heart, head, ears, hand, stomach, and talking when he's talking on or holding his phone even. I mean, some of you might have these symptoms wondering, what the heck, and you tried everything. He's going to explain some of that. It says, were all the symptoms of mysterious conditions, as he was known as magnetic hypersensitivity or EHS. Since that discovery, Dr. Cord has dedicated his life to helping others who suffer from these concussive-like symptoms, just like he did. Dr. Cord, welcome to the summit.
Thank you, Dr. Porter.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your journey. What's happening this year? What's going on? It's been a while since we've talked on one of these summits, this new information you're bringing. You're always researching, discovering things. So tell us a little bit about what's up with Dr. Cord. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Wow. Well, it has been a crazy year. We've been doing research for the last, 8 months. And we're doing research on EMF and what we can do to help the body to be resilient in this world that we live in. And I can't tell you too much about it because we're putting everything together right now. But what I can tell you is that we do have answers. We do have solutions. And it's also not one thing. It's a multimodal type of attack on this because our environment is getting more and more crazy every single day. And we'll talk about that later in my talk.
Well, tell us a little bit. I know that you're an avid reader, researcher. You came across a book this year you think is changing lives, and you talked to me a little bit about it. I said, we need to introduce this book to our audience because we weren't able to get him on the summit this time. But tell us a little bit about that book and what you learned.
Well, you know, I had the opportunity to lecture several times with Jim Quick. And Jim Quick is, he is known for the most brilliant brain. The guy can go into a seminar and memorize 100 people's names and then repeat them backwards. And I just thought, that's incredible. So this is his newest book, Limitless. And it's actually become one of our guides in our practice and what we're doing to try and improve not only everybody's brain, but also our Alzheimer's brains, people that are having issues with dementia, and now the Havana syndrome, which I don't know if you've heard about that lately, Patrick, but no. It is very interesting. There were some diplomats in Havana, Cuba, China, and now recently at the Pentagon that have developed these very interesting concussion-like symptoms, but they haven't had a concussion. Now, in this book that I read, Jim's book, I'm just going to plug it one more time. I realized that Jim and I, actually, our lives have completely been parallel. Jim and I both suffered from a concussion in first grade. I was a competitive ski racer, and I had a crash, and Jim had an injury as well to his brain in first grade. From that injury, I was back in 1972. They didn't know what a concussion was, and they thought children were just durable. So because we were durable, I just got passed through. But about a couple of weeks after my concussion, the teacher started saying, Russ is having a really hard time with school. And I had been in a gifted program. And so they tested me, and I got tested learning disabled. A lot of things happened at that time, you know. So, I mean, school just became a real problem because I had a really difficult time learning. I was also told that my brain was broken, and so was Jim. And it's what's ironic is that Jim and I have both gone on to become specialists in brain function and memory. And we've both dedicated our lives to flipping rocks and finding out solutions for what's going on with us. And the last thing, and this is my thing, but we actually have taken it a step further and we've coined it Kaizen. And Kaizen is the relentless pursuit of excellence. So that's it in a nutshell about what's going on with our, with what the books that I'm reading.
Well, I know people search you out from all over the world. They come in, they fly in, you do these retreats, kind of healing retreats. People come in. I sent my wife to see you. You helped her out tremendously. And I think the one thing we need to focus on, most people don't realize how important and how resourceful our brain can be. A lot of people think this is a problem they can't solve. What do you think about that? What can you tell our listeners? And we're going to share some of your methodology and maybe what you can share with them about the techniques, maybe some things they can do at home later that can help them. I know you have some really novel concepts that you're doing. So tell me, what do you think when somebody says, hey, I've got a broken brain? Like you said just a minute ago, you said they told you you had a broken brain. A lot of people think that their brain is broken, or they think when they age that they're supposed to lose their memory, they're supposed to have cognitive decline. What do you have to say about that?
Well, Dr. Porter, I mean, we really take our brain for granted. You know, our brain is our most precious resource, but we don't really think of it as a precious resource until it starts to decline. And, you know, we oftentimes just kind of blow off the fact that maybe we lose words or that we're like, what is that thing called? Whatchamacallit, you know, and we just move past it. And then as we age, our brain continues to struggle, but there's hope. There is hope, and there are things that we can do about it, but it's not, like I said, it's not one thing. It's a multimodal approach. So The most important question, and when people come to me, you know, the first thing I ask them is one question on a scale of 1 to 10, you have to answer this. How committed are you? And if they're not an 8 or a 9 or a 10, I'm the wrong guy. Because, you know, as you know from what we've done, my days are not easy. It's a lot of brain exercise and different things, nutrition, all kinds of things that we do. But, you know, I think that most doctors have to ask this at this point. You know, before somebody asks you to help them, we got to ask them, what are you willing to give up that made you sick in the first place? That is the question. And that's what we're going to talk about next.
Right. I mean, that kind of reminds me of, we used to tell the story to our clients, you know how do you catch monkeys in the wild? So if you ever go hunting for monkeys, here's what you do. You take a jar with a hand that's just big enough to fit a potato, but the monkey can't, like, if he doesn't let go of it, he doesn't get out of the jar, because this is how they catch them. And then what happens is, while they're stuck, somebody goes out behind them and pumps them in the head with a hammer, and they wake up in the Chicago Zoo, because that monkey is not willing to let go of that potato. So really, a lot of people, their problems are, a lot of it, to get them ready to change, they have to be willing to let go of that potato, but they're so invested in it, right? They have so much, they feel like that's their life, that's their story. So tell us a little bit about, from there, where do we start? Take us on the journey.
Well, you know, I like to start at the beginning. So embryology was one of my favorite classes, and that's really where we need to start in this healing. And not only that, but with what's going on with Alzheimer's and what's going on with what we're seeing in our world with Wi-Fi, cellular communication, and EMF. So we go back to when egg and sperm hit. Egg and sperm hit, and we start to divide cells. And what most people don't realize is that those cells, they divide and divide and divide, and they are exactly the same for 14 days. On the 14th day, one of these cells goes, dude, I'm different. We didn't know what to call it, so we called it a differentiated cell. That differentiated cell then divides and continues to divide, and it starts to form what's called our neural crest. It forms our brain and our brain stem and our spinal cord. Dr. Porter, it's astounding to me that our the basis of our brain, our brain stem and our spinal cord develop between day 14 and day 45. That's incredible. When this first happens on day 15 and 16, you don't even have a heartbeat yet. But then the same thing happens as it goes down. We're created from the top down and from the inside out. And so when it gets down to our heart, we develop one heart cell and then a second heart cell, and then things start to beat together. The reason I tell you this is because we have to look at creation to understand where the problem is. The problem is in the ancient part of our brain, or like you and I, the center part of our coconut. You know, God did not create peaches with the seed on the outside. The seed is deep in the center. And it's the same is true for our brain. The most vital parts of our brain are found deep, deep in the center of our brain. Pineal gland, brainstem, you know, and these deep, deep cortical centers. So critical.
No, that's awesome. So there's something in the body that a lot of our doctors who are watching will understand, but some of our end users or people out there that are suffering, or the family members that are watching that might want to help them suffer or help them through this suffering to have some kind of result. Our body at this core, at the center of the cell, there's something right called the mitochondria. Tell us a little bit about that and what's so important about that.
Well, you know, the mitochondria, we've always thought that the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. So all cells that do work have a mitochondria. And this is true. But recently at Dr. EMF, that's our company, Dr. D-O-C-T-O-R EMF, we have been just turning over rocks. And recently in our research, we found that there's another component of the mitochondria that we didn't know. And that is that they actually have a sense of the environment. All cells have this sense of the environment. And that sense is, am I safe? Am I safe? All cells in the body, and this is beyond the consciousness of the body. So we don't even know when we're not safe. Let me give you an example. Now, I remember when I was born. I'm just kidding. But, you know, so when I was born, I imagined that, you know, things got really tight all of a sudden. And I'm like, whoa, God, what's going on? Things were so great. And then all of a sudden I'm going down through the birth canal and my head's getting squished. And then I come out of the chute and it's bright lights and it's cold and there's all these people. And then I got my first spanking. I mean, for crying out loud, this place is not safe, not safe at all. So my entire body, my entire being, even straight out of the chutes, is saying, I'm not safe. And we have to look at that in this second book of medicine. And that's really what we're writing, Dr. Porter, is the second book of medicine.
So great. Well, let's fast forward a little bit. How did we get here from all this? I mean, we're talking about brain decline, Alzheimer, dementia, dysfunction, and disease. Tell us a little bit, how do we get from having this body that has this innate intelligence, it knows what to do, it's duplicating itself, it knows that it's a heart cell now, it knows it's a leg cell, whatever's going on. How did it get to the decline stage? Tell us a little bit about that journey.
Well, I think it was you that told me that there's 86,400 seconds in a day. I believe I've heard that actually on the BrainTap. And I locked that into my brain. I'm like, man, 86,400 seconds. I got to use them all because I don't get to bank any of them. At the end of the day, they're gone. And so we got there minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, and one bite at a time. And so every decision that we've made along the way has had an effect on us. The good news is that even if we have early onset of dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, there's still hope. There's still hope to retrain the brain because we do this all the time. But again, it's not a one-step thing. It's multi-steps. So the big thing here is there's three parts of this. And in Jim's book, he talks about the three M's. For us, the first M is mindset. Am I safe? We have to create a safe environment. The second is motivation, which we call energy. You have to have energy to heal. And the third is our method, and that's the sequence to healing. So let's talk about the most important thing. The first thing is that we have to be able to measure. So if we don't measure, we don't know. Here's a great scenario. Actually, do you have another question for me?
No, that's fine. Keep going. I was just going to ask you the question that you're going to answer now. So let's go for it.
Well, no two people are the same. So we have to measure people. We have to measure the body in a very, very specific way. And at Dr. EMM, we actually have a proprietary lab that we've created. And it's unlike any other lab that's out there. We do a comprehensive hair analysis. We also do a fecal analysis where we send it in and the feces is actually measured. And then they at the lab create a probiotic specifically for you. Then we also do a blood drop where we're measuring an omega score. And this omega score is very, very comprehensive. And then we're gonna have a very special urine test. And these are all proprietary that we're putting into our system, and they're gonna be up on our website here by next week.
Yeah. So let's back up a little bit, because some people don't know why in the world would I be giving these tests. So tell us a little bit about what you're getting from hair analysis first. What does that tell you as a doctor? What is it looking at when you're talking about cell danger response or EMFs or in healing the brain?
Well, I'm not going to get into too much about it, Patrick, but the reason for the hair analysis is that unlike, for instance, cortisol, when we measure stress, we measure cortisol through blood. But that, if I had a double caramel macchiato, that would affect my cortisol. So by measuring hair, we actually get a timeline of 3 months. And so we can what we're measuring with this, and we're measuring mineral balances, we're measuring also cortisol and some other things. And this is a different part of my company. I have a whole group of scientists that take care of all this for us. But this timeline is so incredibly accurate that we can dial in our care. And no one's doing this. So we'll have more information for you on that the next time we do an interview.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, when you're talking about what are you looking for? I mean, with all this diagnostic, maybe from a higher level, what is that telling you as a doctor? I mean, what if I came to see you and I had brain fog, I was suffering from the symptoms of Alzheimer's, what might you find on those tests that would give me a clue?
It's a great question. Let's go to my first slide on the iceberg.
Okay, let me bring that up for you, and then we can go through it. You can tell us the story, because you have a on the slide there is a picture of someone there that, so you can see it here now, right?
Yeah, I don't have the iceberg yet. Yeah. So in the second book of medicine, the first book of medicine, and what I used to do, I worked 10 years on a paramedic unit and fire department, and we looked at the top of the iceberg. And the top of the iceberg are symptoms. You know, you go into the doctor and what do? They say, tell me what's wrong with you. Isn't that your job? So they tell me what's wrong with you. And while we're at it, let's get our height, our weight. You know, we'll take your blood pressure and your temperature. And then we'll find out, you know, what you think is going on, and we'll prescribe a medication for you. That doesn't work for me. So what we decided to do was there's a word called the exposome. And the exposome is everything that's under the water. So if we take that iceberg and we flip it upside down, now we've got a mountain. And that's what we do. is we start to climb the mountain step by step and figure out ways to improve people's health. And in doing that, we start to uncover many, many things that are going on with people. For instance, we'll talk about this just a little bit later on, but like when I talk to somebody, I ask them about their cell phone usage. How much time do you use on your cell phone? We ask them about what is their environment look like at home? And I'll show you one of the ways that we measure with that. You ready?
Yep. Should I click the file?
Pardon me?
Should I click the field or?
No, we can leave the field up. You'll just direct me in the questions. So this is one of the products that we sell on Dr. EMF, and it's called an ePen. And what the ePen does is it measures the electric field around me. Now, in the beginning of our conversation, Patrick, you said that that I had been suffering from symptoms of EMF. I've been suffering from symptoms of EMF for about 20 years. Around 1999 is when I really started to feel these symptoms. But now, instead of thinking of it as like, oh, I've got something wrong with me, I look at it as a superpower because I can actually tell where safe places are to sit. I can tell, when I go into a restaurant, this is good for me or not good for me. But a lot of people don't have that spidey sense. So this is the ePen. And what the ePen does is it allows me to measure my environment. So I have a lamp like right here that I know is not good for me. I'm going to just turn on my ePen here. And you can hear that. I'll just turn this over here. I don't know if you can see that. But can you hear it?
Yes.
It's going off. Okay. So I'm sitting where I'm safe. But how can we actually change our environment? This is so important for people. And we'll talk about this for just a second about how we can affect our environment, especially with our elderly who have issues with anxiety or with Alzheimer's and dementia. So you can hear the pen going off because I'm holding the electrical cord right now. I'm not safe, but I'm going to unplug that lamp. Okay, now this is a safer environment. Now, if I go to my laptop and I put my hand on my laptop, I'm in a good zone here. Oftentimes, when I'm not in a good zone, I have to unplug my laptop as well, because that laptop, I'm just going to do it right now. The laptop actually has a current in it when it's connected to the wall. And so that current can affect me, and it affects everybody. We're all affected by our electrical environment, whether you feel it or you don't. Did that answer your question, Patrick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Porter.
Yes, for sure.
So the other thing that we have with that, and I'll go into this a little bit more, but this is also on our website. This is called the BVK kit, or the body voltage kit. This is actually a voltmeter that allows us with the ePen to measure the environment according to your body. And so that kit looks like this, and that is available. And then we have a video that we can show people, teach people, an hour-long video to teach people how to utilize that and how to measure their environment. So that's starting with what we're looking at on the bottom of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm. I know there's, when people talk about the four T's, maybe you can explain that when you're looking below the surface and exposing these four T's, why is that important? And maybe you can explain what those are.
So, such a great question. In chiropractic, one of the first things, day one, we were taught, what is the cause of disease or dis-ease? And day one, I never forgot this. The professor said, there's three things that cause dis-ease. And those are toxins that we eat, drink, smoke, and breathe, trauma that we've sustained in our lifetime, and our thought life. And so that's part of that big inverted part of the iceberg that we're talking about, the mountain. My whole career, we've talked about toxins, trauma, and thought, and all those things that we need to do to help people. And really, when you think about it, that is the cause of disease. But now there's a fourth T, and that's called the ET, or the electronic environmental toxin. And this has been going on for a long time. This is not something that I made up. This has actually been going on for about 177 years. Do you know what happened 177 years ago?
No. What happened?
The first text message. It was May 24th, 1844. The first text message was sent. And do you know what? I happen to have a device that it was sent on. This is my grandfather's telegraph. And this is how the first text message was actually sent. And the first text message, Patrick, get this. It was, "What hath thou wrought?" Wow, that is amazing. It was sent from Washington, D.C. to Baltimore, Maryland. And, you know, four words, "What hath thou wrought?" is really where it all began. Why do I say that? Because we actually have research and so forth that's showing that people were getting electromagnetic sickness. They called it electromagnetic sickness in the 1850s and the 1870s. And then we're seeing it in World War II. We saw it in World War II. We saw it in Korea. We saw it in Vietnam. And I was just actually at Camp Pendleton a couple of weeks ago and had an experience there where I was driving. And I drove by Camp Pendleton and realized there's radar, there's all kinds of EMF, and there's jammers. I was actually interviewing the guys that carry jammers, and their brains are really in some serious trouble. So they're asking me to help them out. The other thing that I found out was not only the jammer guys, but these sat phones. Holy smoke. I had a special forces guy tell me, I don't know if this is true, but he told me that they used to stick a hot dog on the antenna of the sat phone and key the mic a couple of times and cook the hot dog. Now, why is that a problem? Well, it's a problem because this thing that, you know, I have a couple of other props. This is like one of the very first ones. I actually brought cell phones into Australia. This was not one of them. The one I brought in looked more like my telegraph. But between this phone that was created in the early 90s, somewhere around 1996, that's when the safety standards were established. Now we have this phone. And guess what? They haven't updated the safety standards, but the phones have gotten much, much more powerful. And the problem here is that over the last 20 years, 1999, we are seeing illnesses, diseases, cancers, things that we had not seen before showing up in our young people. Because, you know, you have grandkids. When did you give a grandkid a phone?
When did we start using it?
Yeah. When did you?
It was 4 years ago.
Four years ago.
5 to 6. We had an app. We were downloading onto the app 10 years ago.
Right. But with grandkids and stuff, you know, a lot of people use this as a babysitter. And they'll give a child a cell phone, and the child puts it up against their brain, which takes us back to what I was talking about with the ancient parts of the brain. Guess where the most ancient parts of the brain are found? Between your ears. And so this phone will go, I don't even put it up to my head, it's off right now. But you put this phone up, the radiation goes in about halfway, three quarters of the way. But on a child, it doesn't turn down. It actually goes through their brain. And it goes right through those ancient parts of the brain that we called the brainstem, the most important part. Without a brainstem, you can't survive. And so we're seeing decline, digital dementia, all the way across the spectrum of age, from children to our elderly.
Well, Dr. Cord, I think you've done a good job telling us why we need to fix our brains. Tell us a little bit about what your team at Dr. EMF has done to unlock this healing cycle. I mean, you've done a lot of research. You have some things you want to share with us. So why don't you tell us about the journey?
Okay. Well, there's so much to this, Dr. Porter, and we don't have that kind of time. So I'm just going to give you three keys today, okay? The first key to unlocking the healing cycle is the BrainTap headset. And I must be demented because I forgot to grab one. Do you have one close by? Mine's upstairs.
I'm actually in my studio at the office, and it's in my office. But I think they're going to see it all over the summit. So they'll see the BrainTap there, and there's probably one somewhere on the page they're on right now.
I cannot believe I didn't have it with me. I have everything else. So the BrainTap headset is the first key to unlocking the healing cycle. Why? Because it's meditation made easy. You, my friend, are brilliant. The guided meditation series that we have, the tools that we have are phenomenal. And that is the first key to unlocking the healing cycle. And it's also the key to helping our body feel, am I safe? Yes, I am safe. Because once we go into that deep meditation, our body can relax and it can start to heal. The second thing is optimum nutrition. And there's so much nutrition out there. So I've done a lot of research on nutrition. My whole career, ever since I was a little kid, I took supplements. But about 6 or 8 years ago, I met this guy, and I have a slide of the guy. His name is Dr. Kedar Prasad.
Yeah, I'll bring it up.
Okay. So
go ahead.
Dr. Prasad, he created this formula called military micronutrient formula. And I don't see his picture, but that's okay. Dr. Prasad has been a good friend of mine for 8 years. And I want to tell you a little bit about this guy real quickly and why he's so special. He actually was contacted by the Department of Defense to create a nutrient for our soldiers to protect them against radiation, biowarfare, and extreme stress. And when you think about it, where are we at today? We are at a point in our lives where we are surrounded by radiation. And for the last 18 months, we've been actually stuck in our house. Routers, cell phones, all these kinds of things. Biowarfare, we're spraying all kinds of crazy stuff around our house. And extreme stress, well, I grew up in the mountains of Colorado, and only bad guys wear masks. So I'm surrounded by bad guys. So that's it in a nutshell, you know? Dr. Prasad, in his work, when he created this nutrient, this is 40 years of his life's work, and this product, the MicroDaily EMF formula, MicroDaily has 14 clinical studies. It has $25 million in research and 9 patents. Nine patents on their product. There's nothing on the market like it. You can't get anything on the shelf that has that kind of research. There's nothing. So a couple of years ago, Dr. Prasad understood what was going on with EMF, and he created this EMF formula. And I just want to show you how powerful this formula is. So if you could pull up the slide, Dr. Porter, of the beautiful young lady. So this is Susie, and Susie is a professional musician. Susie was at my house a few in May for a barbecue. Next slide, please. This should look familiar to you. This is the HRV that we use with BrainTap. So the date was May 24th, and it was at 5:02 p.m. That's the slide on the left. The slide on the right shows the same date, but it's 5:26 p.m., so 24 minutes later. Dr. Porter, I'm gonna take you on a journey right now of a product and the response. And remember what I said earlier, if you can't measure, you're just guessing, right? So what I did was I said, I did the HRV on her, and she saw that In this slide, you can probably explain it better than I can, but when we look at that slide on the top with the pie, there's a whole bunch of red, and I'd call that stress. Actually, in my EMF world, I call it shock. The body's going into shock. And so what I did was I took three capsules of this, and I broke them open because I wanted to get it in sublingually. I broke it open, I stuck it under her tongue, and then I tested her 24 minutes later. Look at the difference in this slide, Dr. Porter. It started at 303 on the left, and it finished at 1733, and this is total power. And anytime you want to chime in, feel free.
Yeah, so what's happening is you increased the, she was in, we usually term this red as kind of like during a hurricane, we need the generator to keep the house electrified. So it's not very efficient, costs a lot of money, is a lot of drains. So she's actually borrowing a lot against the future here with all this red showing. In fact, the more red you're showing, the more we say your body, your biological system is going to wear out. Our electrical system, which has that's our thriving brain and the recovery brain, that's the electrical system. So we're showing the interplay between, and the most interesting part is down below, because what's really important is how are these brains regulating? Because it's not just that we have a stress event and not before she's in danger. She's actually like almost, she's 600 times she's way above the limit of a stress. And then when she comes over here, she's just outside of being in the optimum.
But wait,
with only three pills.
It gets better. So what I want to tell you about this is this. I tested her and I tested her daughter. And her daughter, obviously much younger than her. This lady's 80 years old, Dr. Porter. 80 years old. Okay, so the importance here is this. And this is it in EMF. And this is it in Alzheimer's. And this is it in dementia. If you don't have the energy to do the work, you cannot heal. Okay, this is why you have to. This is why this is number one. BrainTap headset, micronutrients. Next slide, please. Okay, I'm just going to zip through this real quick. The one on the left shows how she handles stress. The one on the right shows that in 24 minutes, she handled stress a bunch better. But the one below it is really the cool one. I call this the scattergram. And what we're seeing in our elderly, in our people with EMF, in our people with COVID is heart issues. In our research, Dr. Porter, 100% of the people had an issue with their heart. 100%. Where do you hold this thing? You put it against your head, or you say, oh, I don't do that. It makes my head hurt. So I'll point it at my thyroid. Now that my thyroid hurts, I don't want to do that. So I'll point it at my heart. When I can't point it at my heart anymore, I'll just text and point it at my genitals. And we wonder, why do we have so many problems? Next slide, please. Okay, so this is the top one is her neurohormonal status, brain hormones. And correct me if I'm not correct. Okay, she was at 18%, 19%, I think. It's a little blurry. Maybe it's, yeah. I think it's 19%.
And she bumped it up to 83. That's one of the biggest movements I've ever seen with any product.
And remember when we talked about ATP. So I like to look at this bottom graph as the ability to do work, the ability to heal, the ability to create energy. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that this is big. This is huge because all I did was put three capsules under her tongue. Let's see the next slide, please. This is where the tire meets the road. So her brain was at 20% for her psycho-emotional state. And at the end, her brain was at 78%. So from 20% to 78%, that's nuts. That's crazy. But more importantly, when we look at the brain waves, which you and I both love, she had a delta of 67%. And in 24 minutes, we decreased it to 29%. But the most important part was the beta, that we improved from 5% to 57%. Her brain woke up. It woke up. Next slide.
And the first side there, that would be either the sign of a traumatic brain injury, or in this case, it must have been inflammation because the supplement brought down the inflammation. And then the energy will go to the brainwave that's necessary. and a high functioning brain has, you know, maybe we could include a little more alpha, but the beta alpha ratio is much better than it was before because there was no beta. That means she doesn't have any cognitive thinking for those watching that aren't doctors. So you right. turn down her brain, exactly what you said, where she can think because the delta brain wants to go to sleep, right?
Exactly. I see this in our research, Dr. Porter. We had 28 people in our research study and we tested them 3 times. So now that's almost 90 data points. And what we saw was massive people when we started with the study, they only had delta brainwaves. I see this in probably 90% of the children that I test because they're never off their phones, which is a whole nother topic that we have to get into. Yeah. But we got to keep moving. Next slide, please. This next one, this is what got her, okay? She's, you can see on the bottom, her age on the left is 80 years old. And after, when we tested her, she actually tested at 82. Women don't want to hear that they're older, okay? Right. But in 24 minutes, we changed her age to 47 years old. You know what she said? I want it. I want it. I want it now. How do I get this in my body? And, you know, I was just so happy to be able to help her. Let's go to the next slide. Here it is. You don't have to be a doctor to recognize that she went from 15% overall health to 77%.
Right. She went from being in the negative 4 percentile of her age up to 58% better than people her age. So, you know, as Wayne Dyer says, never let an old person inhabit your body. It's part of your, when your nervous system is functioning the way it's supposed to, because what we're measuring here is the autonomic nervous system, and it's affected by foods, attitude, and beliefs, and this certainly shifted.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is that I tested her daughter, and her daughter could not move the needle. Nothing I did moved the needle on her because her daughter's a nurse, and she has one of these things strapped to her chest all day long. And she's in the hospital where there's tons and tons of Wi-Fi. You got to think about it this way, Dr. Porter. What's going on with people? Think about going to Walmart for a second. How many people at Walmart have a phone? All of them. How many of the registers run on Wi-Fi? All of them. How many of the cameras that are in there that are checking to make sure you don't steal anything are running on Wi-Fi? All of them. What about the electronics department? All of them. It's all the bees in the room. There's so many different things that are going on. In fact, on the other side of my wall, I can tell you where the refrigerator is in the neighbor's place. It's all of it that affects us. And that's why we have to measure. Next slide, please. Here it is. Remember what I said about the heart, Dr. Porter? Her heart went from 10% on this meridian to 51%. So did her small intestines. This is for another topic, but it's very, very important because we are seeing this in our research and we're seeing it in 100% of the people. Next slide, please. This is it. And you know, this is the best I've ever seen. This is the product, and we're bringing some other things into the market, but this is the product that makes the biggest difference in people's health, and I see it over and over and over again. So this is what we have available. We have available this number, and I'm going to move this screen down a little bit so I can tell you about it. There's a free sample. All you have to do is text free sample to 252-680-1247, and my assistant Evie will send you a 2-day sample. Now, 2 days, you're thinking, are you kidding me? What am I gonna get in 2 days? Well, we could see what one lady got with just 3 capsules. If you have to just have a sample and see if you like it, there are no contraindications for medications, which is fantastic for our elderly because they're on all kinds of medications. There are no contraindications for this product with their medications. So important to understand. The other thing is that we've just shown you that you can feel the difference and we can measure it in 3 capsules. So you're gonna get a 2-day supply, which is 3 capsules twice a day, 12 capsules you're gonna get in the sample, or if you want, you could just choose to order it. There's 100% money back guarantee, set it up for 3 months, take the product for 3 months, and watch what happens. This is the greatest gift for people. I did this with my dad. When my mom died, quick story, when my mom died, my sisters were going to put my dad in a nursing home. So what did I do? I put a bottle underneath his vanity and said, "Dad, you must take this." I called him every single day. You know, my dad died and he was still living in his house. He was still driving his car and he never went into the nursing home. He lived his life on his terms and I couldn't be prouder of him. But I think this is what helped.
So there you go. Just like the story of the summit is, we believe you can reverse these symptoms. You can live your best life now. I mean, I like to remind people that in ancient traditions, the tribal knowledge was given to the elders, not to the young people. So it's all about brain fitness and getting your brain right. And Dr. Court shared some incredible technology that's out there. Dr. Prasad, I've met him in person. I love the guy. He's so humble. The guy is incredible. And this is a supplement that no one else in the market can have because they have a patent on it, right? I mean, as we wrap up this part of the summit, right, there's 10 different patents on this. So this is something that if you're suffering, it can help anyone. But if you're one of the people that actually feels the suffering, you're going to feel it immediately. And I've given that sample out, you know, to hundreds of people. And it is an instantaneous feedback because when your cells are in danger, just as Dr. Court was saying, it's that one cell isn't one cell. It's trillions of cells. It's your community of cells that are feeling attacked. And then that shows up as anxiety, stress, depression, all the negative emotional states. So Russ, Dr. Court, it's been so great having you here sharing this information. But what do you have to leave our summit listeners with besides they can get that free sample, which is awesome? What other thing can you tell them that they can start doing today that can help them to better their brain?
Well, the most important thing that I can say is go to the website, DrEMF.com, DrEMF.com. We're continually adding to Dr. EMF. We're bringing in a new telemedicine program called Healthy. So we're going to be able to shoot videos and have conference calls. And that's going to be imperative for people. And we have ways that they can shop online. Okay. But use that number today. And then this is the next thing that's so important. And I wish we had more time, Patrick. So I'm going to sum it up in a couple of minutes. Our elderly, think about this for a second. Grandma is sitting in her living room in an electric chair. That's odd. What do you think that's doing to her? Do you think that it might be like sucking the life out of her? Okay. It's really important that we unplug things in grandma and grandpa's bedrooms to help reboot their brain. So we have to make sure that the environment that they sit in is healthy for them. Unplug the couch, unplug the chair, unplug the lamp. You know, we set our elderly in an electric chair next to a lamp with a laptop on their lap or an iPad, the remote control, and then they're sitting on a heating blanket. And you know what they do all day? Because they're in shock. Their brain is shutting down and they're going into survival mode. Please, please, please clean up the room that they sit in and then go to the bedroom. Unplug the lamps. If they have a heating blanket on their bed, please take it off. We have more of this information on our website, but it's so imperative that we do that. And the last thing, and this is really, really important, Dr. Porter, a lot of us, to get restorative sleep, if we snore, we're suffocating. And that's a whole nother conversation that I work with a sleep dental group that we can do. But a lot of our elderly are on a CPAP machine and it's right here next to their head. Well, when we measured the electrical output of it, it was more than standing under high tension power lines. So we have to shield that or get a battery backup for it, some way to protect their brain, because it's right next to their brain. And what did we start with? This is the most precious resource that we have. We must protect it in those 86,400 seconds of our days.
Great advice, Dr. Court, and we appreciate you for being here. Now get ready and prepared for your next speaker. But remember, hopefully you wrote down that information to get your free sample and get you started. It's no cost to you, no obligation. Just check it out. See if it works for you. So again, thank you for being on the summit. Be ready for that next speaker now.
Thank you, Dr. Porter. Be well.